and Morgan. And then we have our architects, Mr. Tony, Mr. Helmut, Mrs. Shailesha.
Morgan, can you please pass to the next? Basically, quite a number of slides that we will show today was already presented, but since some of you were not here in the previous presentation, we will repeat some of them, maybe a little briefer than earlier, and show you also what was what is new in our project since then. So, as most of you know, our pilot project was actually Kailash Clinic, which is still ongoing. It is an outpatient facility which provides basic allopathy. We have naturopathic specialists who does also craniosacral, a homeopath comes, acupuncture and physiotherapy. This is happening today. Yeah. Basically, the way we function every morning, it is, let's say, conventional medical work from Monday to Sunday. Anyone can come. There are doctors and nurses. And the complementary therapies are every afternoon. So most of our work is happening in a way that people first need to contact us for appointment. That saves them time of waiting, so we don't like really queues. But if people drop in for something urgent, they still come. We started the clinic already about 1.5 years ago. And this was possible because Kailash community has kindly offered us a place for a temporary clinic so that we can start and see if what we are doing is actually will be necessary. And that was a very nice gesture. So we got a place for 1 year with the possibility to extend for another year. And when we have started, we already knew that this would be temporary, and we have been working parallel trying to define what would be the real facility that we would like to have in Auroville. So, and all what is following now is actually the work that we have been doing parallel to the day-to-day work of Kailash. And Sumit will speak on the main elements of the concept. Yes.
We have been conceptualizing this for, well, there have been many projects in the past in Auroville to set up something which is integrates various systems and focuses on a natural approach to disease and also a holistic approach, but somehow they never got off the ground. But we sort of went back and looked at most of the proposals, and what we came up is that we need to have four basic focus areas. One is healthcare, but also very important is prevention, which includes individual or public health, and then research and education. And the last was actually suggested very strongly by Mark Lewis, because he pointed out that there are many people in the world getting very fragmented education, especially in the medical field. And it's very important and very useful if we could provide some backgrounders for them in a more integral approach. So this is the next step. And we would integrate modern medicine called allopathy here, just so that everyone knows what we're talking about, and complementary modalities. And also we would add inpatient care, which has been lacking in Auroville for some time now. And we are designing the first phase to serve up to 5,000 people, so that as it comes up over the next 2 to 3 years, we will also meet the expected growth of Auroville. And further growth also will be handled as we come to it. So our first very important thing is to provide health care, as you can see as written there, holistically, integratively, and patient-oriented. And a major part of this is to ensure that all the people working at the clinic are looking at individuals from a new paradigm, not from a medical paradigm, not from a complementary paradigm, but from a paradigm which considers all levels of being, from the more subtle to the more physical, and also understands that everyone is in the process of being healthy, and the body by itself is attempting to be healthy. So what needs to be done is to support the innate drive of the body towards health, rather than interfere with it or tinker with it. And we also feel this goes very well with Auroville, because everyone here has come with a conscious intention to change their life, to transform it, to elevate it, And a holistic model can assist people who are already making individual choices, who are also very alert and conscious about the choices, to help them live healthier lives and to support them if there is a temporary disharmony. Another thing we want to do is to evolve. Can you go back, please? One more. Is to evolve a new protocols for handling common illnesses which do not exist so well today, so that if someone comes with a certain illness, we know that these sort of therapies work first and then they can go on to this. And as Mother said, she would like Auroville to be the city where one heals, and we hope that the clinic as well as Auroville as a whole can provide an environment where this becomes possible. Our vision on prevention, this is very important. As everyone knows, prevention is always better than cure. However, this has somehow not worked very well in the outside world, in large part due to the financial structure, the economic structure, and also the natural disinclination of people to do something before things are broken. However, we feel in Auroville, because of its nature of an intentional community, the nature of the people, and the new economy that we're evolving towards, we would be able to prioritize prevention over treatment. Next, please. And then research and education. These are very important to us because we feel it is very important to evolve protocols, lines of treatment, and approaches which are new and are based a lot on the integral yogic approach to the human being. Next, please. And to offer education programs for medical professionals, natural health practitioners, as well as individuals who are interested in learning healthier lifestyles. We are very open to suggestions on any of these topics. So if anyone has ideas, things that they feel should be done or could be done better, we are very open to all suggestions. Next, please. So what are our aims and objectives? First is healthcare. By healthcare, normally it means someone is already suffering from a disharmony of the being. Something is not quite right and they need assistance to come back to equilibrium and better health. Next, please. Then to also create a public health system, not just a clinic which treats people when they fall sick, but to look at sanitation, environment, prevention and education for healthier lifestyles, to conduct research. Next, please. To educate professionals. Next, please. To have a community inclusive process in which we really are able to tap into the diverse, huge resources in the fields of natural medicine as well as Western medicine as well as ancillary disciplines, which are very useful and which is perhaps exceptional. In Auroville, we have people from so many walks of life, all of which could contribute to better health. And we intend to use ISO 9001 processes to document our processes and to measure, to ensure that things are of a good quality, so we are able to track when things go off. In scope of activities, this one will talk about.
Basically, the scope of activities as planned for the new facility will be a further development of what was started on a very small scale in Kailash Clinic, which means that we would include a wider range of various therapies. You can see they are all listed there, from Ayurveda, naturopathy, homeopathy, physiotherapy. We hope to have osteopathy and people who practice energy healing, yoga therapy, and meditation. And as well, we are working together now with the dental clinic that would also come on the same site. We are still not very clear how integrative healthcare will look. So we are actually in the process of trying to understand first theoretically, then by meeting different practitioners and therapists to communicate and inform each other what actually each of us is doing. And from there, we would like to see what are the possible first steps could be that will eventually lead us to an integrative system, because it basically doesn't exist. What we have in most of the holistic centers is basically a number of various therapies, and on choice of an individual, people go here or there. but perhaps there are some system where, I mean, we have heard of some system being developed, let's say, in US. There was an integrative clinic where they had meetings of various doctors or practitioners discussing some common cases, yeah? And from that experience, we got an idea of health navigators. Basically, it is a person who who can guide and inform anyone who comes into the clinic what is available, what is possible to do with different disciplines, because often people do not know. And those health navigators should themselves be well informed in what situation where one should go first. And then from there it would go into the whatever internal program can be developed. It can be just one specialist follows one case, or it can be a number of specialists, depending on what we see. So this is something yet to be understood. And we hope there would be more input from people who already practice in Oroville, and we are trying to develop a format of, let's say, common records that will be understandable to all, yeah? So this is one of the first steps. So there is basically a lot of educational process that we will have to go through to be able to come somewhere close to the aim that we are putting in front of us. So, yeah, that's... of course, we would like to have also a laboratory, depending on the population, either basic or more developed one, pharmacy. And very important point to start and organizing a first aid and eventually emergency service that would be available in the beginning, perhaps daytime and eventually 24 hours. That is still lacking in Oroville. Home health care service we have already started now, and we hope to develop it further. We will continue to collaborate with various practitioners and doctors outside of Oroville as well as within, so that networking will have to develop. Certain contacts we have, and we do it already today. And coordination with the Oroville Health Fund is very important and will continue, and we hope it will expand, because today the priority of the Health Fund is to cover conventional basic medicine. It already does include some therapies of Ayurveda and other kinds, and perhaps eventually as we develop, as we become clear, perhaps Health Fund can cover all the modalities that will be provided in Oroville. But that's some time to go, I guess. Yes, there will be also facilities for ultrasound and X-ray. Perhaps we will start with ultrasound and inpatient facilities. Some 4 to 5 rooms perhaps will be built in the first phase. So this is what we plan in the beginning. And then we hope, having experience with this scope, we will just, if we manage, we will grow further. So proposed development here. When we had our presentation last time, we got a recommendation that you should have an overall master plan for the complete future project, so that whatever development we do now will not obstruct the future development. That was an idea that came from Helmut, and I think he was punished for this, because eventually he joined our team. We invited him to help us. So basically, our project will develop in phases. Today we have identified phase 1 and 2, but on this presentation we mainly focus on the phase 1. Yeah, though there is a larger phase which we are trying to get finances for also. So we hope to start in the beginning of 2010, which is in the coming months. And phase 2 will add more facilities for various therapies and more inpatient facilities. So we will come to basically space description in a minute. And the whole project is actually planned for a population of 25,000, of which we build just one part, or we plan to build in the near future the first part. So that will be, it means there would be phase 3, 4, and so on, depends. So here, in a very, in a relatively small font, we have a space description of the phase 1, which is reception and waiting area, consultation rooms, physiotherapy and osteopathy, emergency room with minor operation theater, dressing room, clean and septic, inpatient rooms. Here we have put two inpatient rooms as a start, laboratory, pharmacy, office and meeting space, and other necessary facilities, one can see them. So this is basically will give us a space of 330 efficient square meters that could be used, and the plinth area is 460. So this is what we plan. And since we met last time, we have been doing some fundraising, and first money started coming in. We have at the moment, I think 9 lakhs or something in that range. And we have been in touch with some people and hope to get maybe more funds. But one objective that we have in mind is that from within the community, we should be able to raise more funds, not to have only fundraising outside. So our phase one is estimated at 70 lakhs, plus infrastructure 11 lakhs. For those who cannot think in lakhs, there are euros mentioned. An equipment of 25 lakhs. So this is the phase one. But we must tell that about a few months ago we have applied for a governmental grant which will actually cover phase one and two. So, but it seems it will be, if it comes, it will come next year.
Which
yeah, but
government? Indian government?
Indian government, yeah. There was a proposal for an additional grant, I don't know how many crores, and our project was accepted as part of it. The only thing is, today we don't yet know if it comes and when it comes. So, which means that we naturally feel that we cannot rely just on that. So we hope to, we will continue fundraising, and if any one of you has ideas, that will, is always welcome. The timetable, the first phase is, there is a bit of light. So the top line is the time. The second line is the fundraising. So the target for us, we put ourselves in September, was to raise 35 lakhs by the end of the year. So we are not yet there. But who knows, we have still 3 weeks to go. Perhaps we will be there. In the following 6 months, we hope to raise another 35 lakhs. That will basically ensure the structure, 70 lakhs. And remaining 36 lakhs is, in fact, it will not ensure fully, because another 36 lakhs, mathematically speaking, not the time, is infrastructure and equipment. Yeah. So this is the fundraising plan as we have outlined, and we will see if we manage. We have applied for a building permission to L'Avenir, and we got a response that it could be processed in a fast-track mode. So maybe within a month or two, we will have a building permission. But the presentation was made, and L'Avenir is in favor of this project. The site was allocated. You will see it in the following slides.
Can you go back,
Morgan? So basically, in the period of January to March, we hope all the formalities would be over, and if we get funds, we would like to be able to start in the March of next year, which is in 4 months, and continue construction for a year or perhaps longer. Architects would be better people to answer this question. So, and then we have certain plan for when to start purchase of equipment and recruitment. So that's in brief the time frame. Next, please. Yeah. Malika, would you like to present the team?
Yes, we did already.
Yeah, so actually, it's partly done.
Manfred, over here. Then Dr. Ruslan and Dr. Sunit. And the architectural team, I've already said, Anitif and Mouch, Alecha and Tony. Advisory board, Dr. Baliga, Helmut and Antoine. And
Dr.
Ashi.
Baliga, we need to mention.
Dr.
Baliga is the Director General of Health Services in Pondicherry.
We have
he is very
also.
Senior surgeon, and he is very well familiar with the setup of hospitals, the administration, and he's giving us really invaluable feedback on registration, how to go about it, government fair. So we are very fortunate to have him.
So I repeat, Dr. Baliga, Helmut, Tuan, and Pashi. And dental clinic, Jacques Verre.
Thank you. So, and
you have been co-opted, Pashi, so now you didn't have a choice there.
When you come here, you get some work.
So, and below is mentioned our present team that works with Kailash or in Kailash. Yeah, some people are associated and some are there. You can see a long list. Alexei is a doctor, Amarnath as well, Anais, psychologist. Archana is our nurse and Orada. Francesca is doing reception and secretary. Heidi for acupuncture. Heidi is here, over there. Malika, Michael, homeopath. I think he's not here. Morgan, who is doing the slide moving. Tilagam is another. Well, actually, he is a psychologist and a psychotherapist, but today he has a more limited role. Tilagam, our nurse, Veronica, naturopathy and craniosacral therapy, and Vladimir for physiotherapy.
And Sumit, yes.
Not
Sumit
sure what he's doing.
Yes. Sumit is a medical doctor.
What she's doing.
All right, we can move to the next. In fact, now we would like to pass a word to our architects. It is a team of architects that have kindly agreed to work with us. In fact, there was a larger process trying to involve more architects so that different architectural ideas will come and we would be able to choose from them. And Helmut, I will pass a word to you because you were heading that process.
Well, actually, it was in this room when I got the first contact with the team, and there was also a site plan being shown, where the very first phase, or the first two phases, the emergency phases, were just placed more or less in the middle of it, and I thought one shouldn't do it like this because one should at least envisage a little bit the future or what could come in the future in order not to block a possible development. You will probably have noticed already from what Ruslan said that there's a lot of uncertainty involved in many aspects, financially, time-wise, but also idea-wise. It's very difficult, we know that, in such kind of projects, to envisage what happens after 10 years or after 20 years. Because there's naturally a certain progress in medical science and in all kind of things. So it's probably no use to come up with a program and think this is cemented once and for all, we only have to build it. This, of course, very much influences and restricts the architecture because one has to look for a structure which allows a certain flexibility internally, externally, expandability, and a change of idea, and actually a learning of all the people who are connected with it. When I, at that time, mentioned this, I think I could convince the team, and they asked me, how should we proceed? And I said, look, I really don't know. I can't do it because I have a lot to do myself. So your problem is to find an architect or a team of architects. Yeah, how can we do that? I said, look, we have to formulate a brief. We have to try to envisage a certain end picture by knowing that this will be changing. And then we write to all the Aurobillian architects and see what the response is. And this is what happened. But the response was very thin. Actually, only three people turned up, actually only us, isn't it?
And also Eugene, no?
Again, was
Eugene, four people, one person more, who actually was not interested in the longer run. And then we thought, yeah, what can we do? Shall we approach outside architects, or how shall we do it? And then they said, yeah, but actually what we first need is only some kind of a development plan, some kind of master plan. And we agreed that we meet and try to come up with some ideas in order to bring it a step further. And that's what happened. And actually it led to a situation where we knowingly wanted to come up with three significantly different proposals in order to make it easier for the team here to become aware what they actually wanted. And that is what happened. Maybe we can present these three master plans shortly. Maybe I can pass.
Why don't you start with yours and I will move on to mine later?
As you like. It's not so much yours and mine actually, because we discussed all these things very much amongst ourselves. But we didn't want to unify these three different designs. We want to keep them apart actually. That meant, for instance, that we encouraged each other, though we had maybe different ideas. So, if we go, shall you want to start? No?
Yeah, it's okay.
Maybe you go first to Jailacha's project, which you will like very much, and the whole team liked it very much, because, Because it is naturally very attractive, because in some way it's a piece of art. You want the microphone?
Tell me when you want to go.
I'll need to stand, okay. When I speak, I need to stand.
That is allowed.
I'll speak loudly. I don't know this. I'll speak loudly.
This is what we found. It could be used as a point.
I'll try. So this is how the project would look in the third dimension. We could start with the plan. The next slide, please. Okay. Let's go here.
Turn it around. It's better.
Yeah. Turn it around and
90% anti-clockwise.
Anti-clockwise. 90 degrees anti-clockwise.
Right,
like that.
Wait, full screen. You want to turn this one here? Rotation, excuse me, 1 minute. Where was that? Mm-hmm. Rotate pages this way.
Counterclockwise, yeah. Okay. And full.
Is something happening? Yeah.
Full screen. Yeah. Yes, so like Helmut mentioned, it was like three of us, we met together since the very beginning, while even trying to understand the brief. The brief was given to us. Sumit and Helmut had made the brief together, along with everybody.
For a possible end picture, not for a phase. We were not so concerned about first or second phase or anything.
And
like
so
this.
We met all three together since the very beginning, where we tried to first understand the areas, put them together, what comes with what, and how would we like the circulation. And while discussing the concepts, various concepts came up, and one concept came up which said that let us have a very quiet center from where we meet and we kind of connect with our own inner healing capacity. So then I took forward that one concept. So concept came from the team. It wasn't like mine, but I took that up. And helped by them, I got a lot of help. So this is the center. One enters here. Okay, the stick. One enters here. This is a reception. And there, as one goes in, is a space to sit in the circle here, and that's the center of the whole. If you see, it's actually a spiral. The spiral came out from the need to have radial as well as concentric development. So from the center, there is a concentric development of what happens very close to the center and then away, as well as radial. So combining these two came the spiral. So this is a very quiet center, which, as I said, connects one with one's inner self, because that's where the healing starts, actually. And then around this is consultation. So where the center is would be sitting a person who goes for massage, a pregnant woman, or a person who has stomach pain or fever. So all three of them are sitting in the center there. And from there, they are guided to the consultation, whichever is required, which is here in the first line. And also here are the preventives, the gymnasium and the eye clinic, because very much in the center is the preventive also. It's more important that we prevent, so in the center. And this is the therapy center, where each room is separate, some with the possibility of being connected with water, and some with the green, which brings us to the water element. This also we did together, that we had a water element, not just which you look at, but which you walk with. So one interacts while one walks. So the whole experience of being here is interacting with the elements. And then in the next wing, in this wing here, which is circular, is more the public wing, as also here. Near the entrance, pharmacy, cafeteria, dining, kitchen. On the other side, near the entrance, also information, administration, audiovisual, where people will come. Students, conference, library. So these are the wings near the entrance. That is the therapy center. Now, like after consultation, if one needs to go to diagnostics, this is where the diagnostic is. So then I, in fact, started understanding why Roger had what he had in the spiral plan. So the radial that takes one to the diagnostic, laboratories and all. And then along this wing, which is not very, very directly approached, because it doesn't have to, because it shouldn't be, I thought, are the wards. These are the two wards, very much near the central green space and connected with the diagnostic as well as the operation theater and areas. So then that is the emergency entrance, from where one can approach the operation or delivery areas, from where one can go through even the diagnostics to the wards. So that was a connection at the outer level. And this was the morgue with its reception and all, quietly in one space. So that is the concept. The idea is one can go up here for the research rooms. On these, also one can go up on one side, and we'll see that in the section. Next one. Next slide.
Yes.
Sections. This is the view. These are the therapy rooms. Those are the wards. So this is the center, very much exaggerated even in the third dimension, which is the whole center of one's being. And then from there around are the other. And then also it was necessary to kind of find a shape, because there is a lot of complexity in the requirement. So that complexity was taken care of by putting them in a certain order. That's the entrance, view of the entrance. These are the therapy rooms with either their green space or the water space. The central area. Connection through the wards to the diagnostic to the entrance, emergency entrance. And
the
sections, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Counterclockwise. So these are the therapy rooms. Those are the delivery and the operation theater. This is how the center works, with green space around holding itself. So the green space and the wall. This came very much together, huh? And the wall, so that one actually doesn't look at the activity happening around. It's quite segregated in itself. And then that's the water body and the spaces around. So this has a capacity to extend up one side. So it goes in form of waves. So that was one of the concepts. This concept, the next one you see will be more compact. This is more takes the green in it and expands around the green or the water.
Thank you. Okay, great.
Thank you.
So now we have to start to... I want to go
okay. Okay. So which one would you like to start with? The section, this one? The main one?
Maybe start with this one.
This one?
Okay, I came into this project a little bit later after the other two had started, and I had the vaguest sense of the program. So I made a judgment quite early on that since the attempt was to create new conditions for health facilities, to try to attempt to build a conventional health environment would not be the solution. What was my instinctive answer was to create a campus or a group of pavilions which would take away very often the rather daunting, concentrated, overbearing atmosphere of health institutions. Later on, very shortly afterwards, I got the program, and I must admit I was quite impressed at the amount of homework that the medical team or the group itself had assembled. What happened then was that I, with my preconception, or not preconception, but my instinctive view, was to see whether I could make a campus which... in spite of comments which I got from several of the team architects and also even from the medical side, was that to scatter or to separate things would perhaps lead to not very effective functioning organization. Nevertheless, I decided to continue because in terms of concept, a campus of separate buildings gives another way of looking at the problem, whether or not it's right. Okay, so, oh dear, the graphics.
You can't really read much.
You can't read it, I'm sorry. What I tried to do was, if this is the Crown Road, the entrance would be here, and the first group of activities, which you can't read, are the consultation, meeting rooms,
admin and research.
On this side, is the emergency
diagnostics, surgery and medicine.
Yeah.
Surgery and morgue, sorry.
So this, the idea was that as you come from the main axis of the Crown, this would be the first range of activities you would meet. On the back, on the side of the park, and on the side of the Mantra Mandir, would be the therapy areas, the yoga halls, the exercise activities, classrooms, and the wards, which of course we're all talking about now, the phase three or four possibly. But the idea there would be on the quieter side, and with the possibility that actually people could approach something like this either from the green corridor or even from the park itself. So it wouldn't necessarily just be focused through what was an entrance on this side. The other reason, perhaps, for choosing the pavilion approach was because of this uncertainty factor. On the one hand, there was very specific and very rich description of the program of needs, and yet all of us knew that a very large part of it is undefinable and, in fact, should be open to future change, adjustment, and expansion. And this was my last attempt to do it. I won't admit that I've succeeded, but it's on the direction which I still convince makes sense, which means that it could, by itself, change and to a certain extent expand, because there will be inevitably
adjustments in how people see their own activities, how things link together and don't. Here in the main part was a hall, a general hall, which had actually two subsections, one which was on the left here and one on the right. And then as you penetrated further, you go into the more intimate spaces.
Yeah. Which one would you like? Title page? Roof plan?
You can show me the plan itself.
The main?
Yeah.
Okay, so this is more specifically, the entrance would be here, the main entrance from the bottom. And as you can see, it's almost like a circle in a sense. The one quarter here, dealing with the dentist, clinic, gynecology, consultation, administration, counseling simply at this point, because it may be that this is something where people would be less self-conscious of moving into a medical environment, it's having something closer to the main entrance. Then there would be the diagnostics and the other areas, which again would have their own two separate waiting areas, which would embrace those parts of the functionalities of the building. Then there was the pharmacy, which is common to everybody, classrooms, and reception records, which would direct people, of course, in every direction. And then the emergency activities would be on the side and not interfere with the general direct project itself, with the morgue and the visitor center there. The other thing which I can just show with the perspective is the idea that it would be, yes, you can show that if you like. As I say, it's not finished, it's still too fragmented, but the idea was that it should be canopy architecture. That's to say, you build shaded, covered spaces, and the form underneath of the enclosures, the local enclosures, are independent of the climate or the roof in this case, which is protecting you. You don't see it particularly well here, but the idea is that you have a large surface here, but underneath it the forms can be quite independent. And the climatically, the roof would be separate from the tops of the rooms, and the cross-ventilation would be there for all rooms. But I think that's enough just to explain my ideas.
One more
view? What?
Yeah, maybe the site plan.
Thank you.
First.
Site plan?
Yeah. I guess it's this one now.